during this session, we are going to talk about the EAFRD financial instruments that have been implemented in the Nouvelle-Aquitaine region. And the aim of these financial instruments is to support green investments. You've understood that. We are going to talk about the Alterna initiative. And afterwards, we are going to talk about some new financial instruments for the EAFRD for the new programming period. I am first of all going to invite on our virtual stage Mr. Jean-Guillaume Peytavie, who is in charge of financial instruments and financial control in the Nouvelle-Aquitaine region, as well as Aubin Bonnet, who is the senior mandate manager in the European Investment Fund. We also have Jean-Baptiste Clavel, who is in charge of the market development and agriculture for the Crédit Agricole, and Madame Sylvia Bench, who is head of mission in the DG Agri at the European Commission. So I'd like to invite all participants to ask questions, and I would like to invite all attendees to ask questions using the event chat at the bottom right of your screen. I'm going to start with Mr. Peytavie. One question: why did you start to use financial instruments, and how does that combine with your regional agri-food and agricultural strategy on the regional level? We can't hear you at the moment. You must turn on your microphone. Now it's better. Yes, my microphone was on mute. Okay, thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I would like to answer your question by saying that agriculture and the agri-food sector are two major sectors for rural areas and rural territories. They can offer employment and added value. So the Nouvelle-Aquitaine region is one of the largest regions in Europe from that point of view. And we are a leading agricultural region. We are the third largest region. The aim is to find a new model for agriculture so that we can have sustainable practices, but so that agriculture can remain competitive as well. In order to take on this challenge, we need research and innovation. And to facilitate this investment effort, the Nouvelle-Aquitaine region has mobilized different opportunities, including the Alterna instrument, because that can help for to mobilize funds and loans. So we created this fund in our region, and we have a partnership with the European Investment Fund in order to use the added value provided by the EFI in the management of such financial instruments. The strategy that we have chosen is coming from a feasibility study that was carried out by the European Investment Bank with Ficompass. So the result is the product of an excellent cooperation between the region and one side and between the advisory service of the EIB and, of course, the EFI. This has been developed in order to complement our local agricultural or regional agricultural policy.
Excellent. Thank you very much for this introduction. Aubin, would you mind presenting the main features of financial instrument and the package that is offered, so under the Juncker Plan initiative and the web tool? Of course. Thank you very much. I have some echo, but it's gone now. Mr. Clavel, what's your presence at regional level, and how does your guarantee work? Thank you. Can you all hear me? Yes, says Mr. Robineau. Wonderful. Good morning. And thank you for giving me the floor during this webinar. It's a project very close to our heart, because together with ERB, EIB, we've participated in three programs linked to agriculture, and Crédit Agricole is trying to have an impact with those products. The Nouvelle Aquitaine region is very big, and our network at local level is quite important. We have 7 regional banks, and they're the core actors within this mechanism. This means about 500 locally based bank advisors who will be able to use this type of financial instrument in order to support interesting investment projects for transition at local level. The Crédit Agricole network is rich of a long expertise in agriculture, almost 120 years in agriculture, so we're very much focused and attentive to this sector. And investment, when faced with important situation, investment are something we are very attentive to. We have granted about 7 billion euro of loans at national level, so it's quite important. And we're very much focusing on being attentive and listening to local farmers. We also want to support them in terms of green transition, renewable energies, insurance for commodities, prices. So we have about 70% of market share at national level as far as loans and credits are concerned, and about 8 farmers out of 10 are clients with Crédit Agricole. Moving on to the next slide, showing you how we intend to use this mechanism. On the right-hand side, you'll see a couple of bullets that highlight the benefits for the customers. So the benefit is that it's a free-of-charge guarantee, both for the customer and the bank. The bank will pass on a discount on interest rate in relation to the interest rate applied to the loan to the final beneficiary. So it's about 25 basis points. It's very important, and clearly, if the rates had been high, maybe it would not have been that interested, but given the low interest rate, generally this is quite interesting. Also, there's a guarantee up to 80% with a cap, and there's no additional guarantee required for projects less than 300,000 euro. There's no specific requirement in terms of extra collateral. What are the different projects? So conversion projects, both for the livestock sector and the crop production sector. But also the idea is to use this program as a matter of priority for new investments. So upgrading, increasing the production capacities, and maybe we'll hear later about other examples. You've seen the video about Tomatech, but maybe we will be able to talk about other examples, and also to add value at farm level. And also resilience is another important topic in terms of investing in projects. These examples listed on the left-hand side highlight a couple of projects. So transforming or converting to new practices like high environmental value. Also, we support the livestock sector and processing at forum level, including in subsectors that are not necessarily the core areas in our region, including in the dairy sector. Thank you very much, Mr. Clavel. Sylvia will speak in English, and therefore those who wish to listen to the French, please move on to the French channel. I invite participants to ask questions to any of the panelists in the chat box. Mr. Petave, could you tell us a bit more about the objectives in terms of agricultural investment? Yes, Alterna was set up by way of concretely answering the needs of farmers in the region. It is based on the Neoterra Agroecological Transition Plan for the region for 2030, which focuses on climate and the environment.
One of the advantages of Alterna is access to financing at concessional conditions for farmers and other holdings in the region, in particular for those who would like to have a more organic type of agriculture, consuming less water, less dependent on pesticides and chemical input, and also an agriculture more aware of consumer expectations and animal health. So Alterna accompanies more sustainable projects for vegetal plant food production and supports processing and marketing on the farm or organic transformation processing and marketing undertaken by agro firms. Thank you very much. Aubin, could you give us additional information on the characteristics of the portfolio you already have? The key figures of this initiative, and do you have an example of a particular outstanding project, Mr. Clavel? We can't hear you, but hopefully you'll be able to unmute yourself. Perfect. Sorry for that. I wanted to come back to the figures that Robin just gave, in particular for the use of credit lines. Just to remind you of the calendar, I think that the documentation was signed in October 2009 with the EIF, October 2019. We launched the project. At the end of February, we had some 390 files, credit, which have been signed or implemented or reserved. We may have a long maturity for some of these loans, in particular if you need administrative authorizations for a number of buildings. But as soon as our network negotiates or talks with a client about a credit, about a loan, and figures are kept by EIF, some time is necessary. But we do make a reservation, so to speak, and this is why you see this difference in figures. Today, regional banks have received a total of 100 million euros, which is consumed, quote unquote, up to 60 million euros, 60%. That's easy to see. So this was done in a rather complicated period for everyone in the context of very tough pandemic in France, in particular with the lockdown in the first semester 2020. However, investment in agriculture has not slowed down too much. It is a sector which has been preserved, I would say. And during that particular period, the Crédit Agricole and a number of regional banks were betting on a number of agricultural projects. And there was no transfer in the amounts reserved. We used both programs. And when we talk with the regional banks about Alterna, we see that there is an excellent matching with the public policy in the field. It's a pity we couldn't hear our friend about it a moment ago, but it meets a very concrete demand. And there is a political will in this field, which is very interesting for us and for people on the ground. Now, one project, because I think it's an interesting one, and I mentioned it, it's about bovine livestock breeding, and in particular milk cows. We intended to set up a building for finished products, yogurt, cheese for the local market. We are very interested in this project because we want added value on the farm with a processing activity. You can imagine short supply chains behind, direct sales, very few intermediaries, hardly any transportation in very short production cycles or supply chains, which coincides with a will to work with local consumers, local producers rather, from consumers. So this is something that's interesting, and that's what we've been organizing within the framework of this particular program. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sylvia, I don't see many questions in the chat box, but I have a question for each of you. These are short questions, and I would ask you to provide a short answer, if at all possible, so that we keep to our time. The recovery facility of the EU, does it have an impact on Alterna? Answer. Well, I think we can follow. Maybe it's frozen for you. You can press restart online. Go ahead, Mr. Pitavi. Sorry for this interruption. Yes, I was saying we would like to share with you some elements regarding viability and possibilities for action. We decided to use the resilience and recovery facility by the EU and to take advantage of what EAFRD was offering in terms of financial instruments, and also use Alterna. This is why we are contemplating several possibilities for our tool. We will go to a maximum public rate of 75%. This was introduced by a new regulation. This should make it easier to access EAFRD project, but also Alterna. We should extend Alterna to new types of projects as well, because we've received a number of strong signals from banks and regional authorities to open up Alterna to some new investments, renewable energy generation on the farm, mechanization for forest companies or holdings. So we will open up Alterna financing to forest businesses, and also tourism on the farm and different activities for leisure. So we should increase the total amount available for that. The objective is to make possible investments in those fields. Thank you. Aubin, given that there are initiatives both on the national and regional level, most initiatives are managed by EIF. What kind of complementarity do you see between these initiatives, since you handle them in parallel?
Thank you, Aubin. Mr. Clavel, you talked about a hard pandemic earlier. So did COVID-19 have an impact on your portfolio design in 2020? That is an excellent question. I don't necessarily have the precise data for the Nouvelle-Aquitaine region, but because we have more of a national level monitoring, but we do have a loan granting at record levels in 2020 for the regional branches, for example. We've had a record level reach, really. 2020 is there. This is the third best ever year for the agricultural market in France. So what does that mean? Well, first of all, it means, and that is quite obvious, we are on a highly demanding sector when it comes to capital, because the capital expenditures are very high. We know that. And when it comes to credit market, we need to find those type of instruments in order to answer expectations of when situations are a bit more difficult. We need to have availability of collateral, we need to have good management of risk. And the interesting part of this alternative program is that it can offer new guarantee tools for new strands in new markets. That is interesting. And that is always difficult for banks, not because they have not enough experience, but because they are new business models. So that's the first point. And the second point is that agriculture was maybe less negatively impacted by COVID-19, by the health crisis. And I want to say fortunately, but it has been quite unequal. Some of the parts of agriculture have been really badly hit. For example, I was talking about wine production. If you close for weeks and months bars and restaurants, it's going to have an impact on the volume of alcohol consumption. And when it comes to forest and timber, then we have difficulties because we don't have enough staff coming for timber and trees. So that is a problem, because all the staff normally comes from abroad and they weren't able to come to France this time. So we are still prudent. We see that there are still quite a lot of activities in the agricultural sector, even with the higher prices of cereal. Maybe it's good for the cereal producers, but it's a little bit of a different situation for cattle prices. Cattle prices are lower, so that is a problem for those farmers. Now, when it comes to your question, well, we can use the different types of programs. I'm thinking of Alterna, for example. We still have the capacity to use them, and we use those instruments. Now I'm talking under the control of Aubin. Following a calendar, and I think this calendar is satisfactory, in particular for farmers. So that's very encouraging. Those are really good news. Right, I see that there are no questions in the chat box, so I wanted to thank Mr. Pitavi, Aubin, Mr. Clavel. Thank you, Sylvia, as well. Thank you very much for your contribution.